Lu is the first one, just Lu. The second one is La Lunasa, Bulyabyug. Indeed, my O, I am going to throw this owl cracked thing out. Owl, another word for old. I am going to throw this owl cracked thing out. And the same with the hair, the owl mousy hair. Whin bush, and their U is fairly slender. It's not like the Irish bush. They say more a U sound, whin bush. Loch Anna. Danny Bradley is a scut. I made a deal with you, cub. Your book, stupid. The evil wee brat. A barley sugar sweet. Donegal. Morgan's Arcade. Carrick Fad. Vera McLaughlin. Sweeney Boy. Bernie O'Donnell. And Curly MacDavid. An idiot of a fellow is a fellow, there's no element of being retarded. It means somebody who's very stupid, and it's a very derogatory term, and it is never said really with any kind of softness, or it just means that you're very foolish. And Ardstraw is an area in Donegal fairly near Bailiobug. Armagh is a city in Ulster. It's in County Armagh, and it's the religious, or what was the word I used there a minute ago? It's the liturgical capital of Ireland. It's where the head of the Catholic Church and the head of the Protestant Church live, and they live almost side by side. It's the ecclesiastical capital, the old capital, and the modern ecclesiastical capital of Ireland. Now, a scut is just a little monkey, a little boy who's snooping around, generally and always really associated with a boy, snooping around, looking what he can find out about people, and being really crafty. And it's a little scut. Wouldn't be as derogatory as an idiot. There would be a slight element maybe of affection in the word scut, that a mummy could call a young boy, her son, a scut. And God help you, it means have a bit of sense. Think again, have a bit of sense. And a cub would be more affectionate than a scut. Again, a little boy, and it's a colloquial name in all of Ulster to call a young boy a cub. And a wee brat, again, is a colloquial word. Wee is a great word from Northern Ireland and from Donegal. And wee means very small, but it doesn't mean infinitesimal. It's just a term of affection. Ach, you wee brat, you. Or you could do something slightly bold and you'd still be a little brat. But there is a slight term of affection and a term of irritation with it. A barley sugar sweet is a very sweet, it's a bar of sugary sweet, and people suck it if they're tired to get energy, and it was a very common sweet in the country, and everybody had it. They sold it in big glass jars in all the little country shops, and when people, children, had no money, they always got a halfpenny or a farthing or a penny, and they could get a number of barley sugar sweets. To put the heart across me, that means you got a big fright. And a cheeky young brat is a brat, again, is the same as the wee earlier. It's slightly derogatory, but not really. It just, again, a mother would say to a son if he chatted her up about something, she'd say, "Oh, you cheeky little brat, you, I'll tell your daddy on you." So it's not, it's almost affectionate, but with slight irritation. And I am game means I'm ready for anything. I'm off. Like the sisters in the play, they were game for the dance and for the fun. I am game means I'm ready for anything. And a silly prank is a silly joke. And an idiot of a fellow, we discussed it earlier, a sycamore is a tree, and I think it's used in the play where they're describing, where Brian Field is writing down about the scenery, and a sycamore is one of the trees that grows outside in the garden, and it's part of where Michael and a lot of the action takes place out there near the sycamore. A quarry is a big posh name, I suppose, for a small area where there's not a stone, or where stones can be dug from, where you would dig stones from. A Gamsey is a jersey generally associated with a round neck jersey and long sleeves. I think about I'm Sore Tough. Caraway seed bread is a particular kind of homemade bread, generally made with white flour and bread soda and buttermilk. And the caraway seed is a seed that you probably have the caraway seed everywhere all over the world. There's a very strong sort of aniseed taste from it, and it was almost a bread that was used on a Sunday. It was a particular kind of bread. It wasn't just used every day. It was a kind of a special bread. If people came, you'd have caraway seed bread. Now, the I am sore tough. I'm not sure, because I just haven't gone through the play to see where it is, but I feel, seeing it there, that it's tough, of course, is a posh person in Irish eyes, and it might be the same sort of meaning as, you see, I'm very proud of myself.